What are your expectations, Jana? You know, so what are the expectations that, or the expected conditions for something to arise in body work that is most of the time? I agree to myself there if I say it's, yeah, I have to slow down to a certain degree. I have to, yeah, I don't know, minimize a certain information or leave certain information out. But then I was going back to what Miriam, what we once talked about these different, or how to question these normative perceptions, and how that already starts also in setting up even the conditions for different perceptions being allowed. And then I was, I don't know, I got really, I can't say this much better than this now, but I got really interested in, yeah, why did I think this was too fast? Who says this is too fast? What are the expectations? What is it that I'm comparing it to? And then I remembered how a colleague here in Helsinki, he's from the autism spectrum, and he just published an article, and he writes in the article that, and it's a super long article. It's like almost too long. I mean, I love it, but it's so long. And he says, or they even say in the article that his problem has always been that sort of there is this abundance of things, and you can really tell it in the article. But that also he said, they say, sorry, in the article that it has to do with his mode of how he perceives things. And I don't know, I just thought again about this, like about timing and who says which timing is profitable, or you know, what timing produces what for whom, how, when, why. I don't know. I went with these really big questions. And so that was one part, and then connected to this also sort of the dramaturgical question, because I really enjoyed doing this with you last time, and I was repeatedly actually thinking how we could do this live. Like how it could be a performance, really. I think this was very, for to me, this was very, or it carried with it the a very performative potential that could be very interesting life. Peace, like literally peace, I found. But then with that, I also was wondering about, yeah, sort of the dramaturgy. So, what does it mean to be the one opening? What does it mean to be in the middle? What does it mean to be at the end? How, you know, what is, yeah, again, how do you structure sort of the space and the time, and how do you, what does this produce? You know, if we start at the beginning in a sort of, just like when I took it from last time. So if we start lying, what does that produce in opposition to we start standing? What does it produce if it's that paced or this pace? What is it? I don't know. Like I got really, like my brain starts really to get very interested in these questions of dynamics.
I mean,
Yeah. No, I'm done already. Go,
okay.
go, go.
No, I was just thinking now when you're talking about dramaturgy that it's also interesting how you consider if we talk about 15 minutes now and each one of us carries 15 minutes, then is every time a new beginning, or do you try to make connections, or maybe completely disregard to like any connections here? Or, you know, there are so many options how you relate to what has been done before, or like this before or after, that in a way we also try to overcome. So that's why I actually last time I also thought that maybe it could also be an option instead of having these chunks of 5 minutes, that it's more like, yeah, we could, I mean, also try once to keep it more open, and that one like takes over. Yeah, I really don't know what this does. I think it's also completely possible to stick to the 5 minutes and just find every time new parameters, or, you know, like, I mean, there is for sure also a certain playfulness in it. That was also what I mean, I remember that I was more like having fun in thinking about what doing next, and it had something very kind of childish playful for me, like, okay, and now I let them wait, and then but for sure it was completely different for me than just following Lisa, for instance, for 15 minutes. I mean, you know, it's because you said, Jana, for you it's important, because I was questioning myself then if I should not stay out in the 5 minutes and really focus on guiding now for 5 minutes. And now you also brought in, Jana, you also brought in the, that it's a performance. It could be a performance also. So then this also opens up the question if, like, what do we then always stay at the threshold of, you know, doing and not doing, or how is, because I don't know, if you give this take over for 5 minutes, for sure you have a different experience than just letting yourself drop into the words of someone else. Or maybe there is a way of how to relate to your own words that you can also get this feeling of completely letting go. Or, yeah, I mean, it's true, the more you think about it, the more like spectrum of questions arise.
I think the reason why I thought it's important to be in it was that I don't know, I think for me it's, even that it demands a bit of a split between guiding and also experiencing, but I wouldn't really know how to guide if it would not be based in something I'm experiencing. Or for sure I can do that, but I feel like I'm tracking my experience, and I'm trying to channel that out in a way that someone else can have access. And that's why I thought it's important to do it also. But what I also wanted to say is that afterwards I thought it's really nice that we have three. It's a good number. I think
it's so funny how decisive you are sometimes. It's hilarious. Sometimes you're so sure that,
you know, I'm not trying to explain, but I think there's something about, I thought, even that, you know, Lisa, after your mail, I was also like, yeah, okay, maybe Miriam and me, we should do it alone, but there is, or it's a question of what do we want. But if we want to also emphasize the dynamic aspect of that, and like of such a proposal, of such a bodywork, and that is sort of not necessarily looking for a type of depth or truth, but rather thinking about, yeah, these relationships and how do you facilitate and how do you pick up on each other. And if we want to foreground that, it's just much more understandable that, I mean, the more people we are, the more we discuss the relationships, sort of, I think. And I personally like the number three.
I mean, yeah, for sure, there is something about the, you know, like what I also mentioned to you in an email about this dialogic thing that feel often it's, I don't know, it's quicker goes into that idea of an interaction between two poles. And if it's more people coming in, that it's, you know, just this movement of back and forth and back and forth just opens up, which I really like also. Besides the fact that it's so nice to be with Lisa. I mean, not just the number three, but also that that it's you, Lisa.
It's funny, you know, when you started to speak about it being a performance on stage.
We do need to do this. This was just
I know, but it's funny because there's certain excitement of the kind of where you could build something like this formally. Like starting very simple, like very simple. One person does this and then the next person, and that there would be so many possibilities to start to kind of fuck with this thing that you set up, and yeah, it was just sparking.
Yeah, it's
imagination.
It's a basic score, but I think the score is actually, it carries quite some potential in it to be, to complexify more and more and more and more.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think it's an interesting score. But should we try something today also? I don't know. Yeah. It's already 9:15.
I also wanted to say that in a way, because I'm occupying the space where we also sleep, and yeah, kind of in half an hour, probably Franca will come to come down. So it would be.
But maybe we can say that when we meet next time, we don't talk. But
yeah,
we just when we talk, we say hello, and then we go, okay, now we're going to do the
okay,
yeah,
thing.
Right.
But I think it's important to have to share our thoughts, and if we do the same structure, you know, that it's one, and then maybe we decide who's going after who, or should we not? Or it's nice to know it's your turn.
I got excited when Miriam, when you said, well, what if we would, you know, start fucking with the 5 minutes from the start? But I'm also wondering whether it's maybe, whether we should give it at least maybe one more try, or maybe 2-3 more tries, so we get more of a sense of what does it do when we have this? What does it do when we have these 5 minutes?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea that we continue with the 5 minutes each one, that we spend more time with it, and then after three or four times we can try out something different. But I would also not immediately now change.
Cool.
So,
and I realized that I got my weeks mixed up. Actually, next week I'm quite free. In the mornings. It's the week after that I'm working for next week, and I somehow.
Okay.
I thought the week after was next week. So.
All right.
Do you want to work on Tuesday? Is that today's Saturday, or do you want to work on Monday? Or.
I can also do Monday. My Tuesday is already, well, 8 to 10. Berlin time is full already.
On Monday.
I mean, we can do Monday. It's just I'm really in this holiday family mode now. But if we say we just do the 15 minutes and then I'm out, just that we kind of stick to, you know, to this rhythm. And I think I can do that. But it would be really, I join for 15 minutes and then I'm out. But then also the rest of the week, on Tuesday we are traveling back to Berlin. But then all the rest of the week, I'm super flexible.
But should we start now? Because I think, Miriam, we also should still talk for a second about the Ankündigungstext.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay. Who starts?
I can start next time. Yes.
So I can be last and you can be in the middle, Jana.
I was already in the middle last time.
Okay, so then I am in the middle. And how do we do with the timer? Do you have a timer with you or?
If I start, I can start it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So see you on Monday.
Yeah, okay.
At our time 9.
Yeah.
At time 10, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, see you then.
But aren't we doing it now? Or?
Yeah, I thought also that we're doing it now.
Oh, I thought that we were not. I thought you needed to go. Okay.
I thought Lisa had some strict rules about not talking afterwards and just like disappear.
Me too.
I mean, the question maybe is a bit if we don't have the time to talk today afterwards, that we actually don't have. But maybe anyway, it's good to do it and then we can just. Wir können ja auch uns Notizen machen, wenn wir nächstes Mal was dazu sagen wollen oder so, oder? Nur, dass wir halt irgendwie in the making bleiben.
Ich glaube auch, dass 10 Uhr ist eigentlich echt eine schwierige Zeit für mich.
Ja. Yeah.
Ich bin dann wahrscheinlich wieder, ich weiß auch noch nicht. Aber ich spreche es nochmal mit Otto. Wir wollten eigentlich Sonntagmorgen zu seinem Vater fahren.
Mhm.
Aber da kann ich mich sonst auch. Sonst
morgen.
Die haben so ein Haus, da kann ich sonst auch hoch.
Morgen
dann
oder wie?
Nicht oben kurz. Ja. Nee, am Sonntag. Entschuldigung, am Montag.
Ah ja.
Okay, also gut.
Gut.
Okay. It is starting.
Ja.
Mhm.
Take actually any place you want to be where you feel you can